Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, and I want to talk about my Black on Black book, my Black experiences. I had some really bad experiences, but I want to let you know I'm very colorblind. I'm very liberal. There's good and bad in all races and religions. You know, that's definitely the case. While most African Americans are good and don't, you know, like me, you know, they know how to mind their business. And they don't harass people or do evil things to people. Unfortunately, I came across African Americans who were so dangerous and sick that it was profoundly had an effect on my life to be aware of black-on-black crime. But it happens all the time. Not just in the hood or something like South Central, but it happens everywhere around this country. I learned it as a child by observing people in my family. I had an aunt who got murdered by another black person. I had two nephews who got murdered by another black person. I had other people in my family who got murdered by other African Americans. And I was a victim of fraud, a victim of theft. I was a victim of harassment for 20 years over my little bitty home by a mentally ill black person from Rosen Landing. And still now they follow me around. I felt that I was a victim of assault, mugging. I was a victim of a federal, trying to steal my identity. So I had some really bad experiences. So many that I had to be aware that, there's good and bad in everybody. But I had to stay away from dangerous people. Dangerous black people, dangerous white people, dangerous, because I have, you know. And, you know, I will describe, you know, experience, one particular experience of living on Bowl Street in 2002, 2003. And then these neighbors next door to me, this black man who I did not know and talked to, banged on my window and stalked me, and I had to file a restraining order to some neighbors next across the street who heard me. They heard me get a condo, and they start following me around thinking they're going to move in, and they got jealous of me. And they they were mentally ill and drug addicts and dangerous. They made statements like, oh, my home is some killer G's. They're going to get 300 killer G's from my home. And the woman says she has an opportunity to take me down as a victim. And she was also obsessed with me. And I'm a homosexual, thinking that I'm going to be with her, and her boyfriend going to move into my home. And even now, and that's 20 years ago, they followed me in the car, still harassing me, targeting me. They don't want me to be a lawyer. They don't want me to succeed, because they don't like me personally. They say I should hang out with my own people, and they want to harass me because they think I'm sensitive. And that's insane. Well, I'm going to be careful, because these particular black people are dangerous and sick in the head. They are so dangerous. I mean, I'm not attracted to her. I'm a gay man. This is the honest truth, even now. I cannot believe that the police department haven't locked these people up. From what I've heard from them, their conversations outside, when I looked at them, they're from South LA or Compton, or that they committed crimes or whatever. I don't deal with dangerous people like this. I don't hang out with an obsessed stalker. I don't deal with drug addicts, mentally ill, deranged people, or criminals, whether you're black, white, or brown. But I was so surprised that they kept coming over to my home. I was so surprised. It really is prevalent in the society, there were studies that were shown that, one of the, black men get, a lot of black men get killed by other black people constantly. If you look, look on the LA Times, who got killed in the past year was Hispanic and African Americans, more than anybody else. And these particular people meet the stereotype of looking for a victim, looking at me as some victim or someone to hate. It's important that the African-American community, which is a good community filled with good people, to weed out these African-American perpetrators, the gang, the stalkers, the criminals, the very sick, crazy people, and Latino people, and lock them up. I'm very surprised they haven't been locked up. And this woman said, I should hang out with my own people, which meaning I should hang out with just black people. And I'm like, this is how I feel. While I'm very liberal and I'm very open-minded, I am not going to listen to some black racist, crazy, mentally ill woman or man. I do not endorse black racism or white racism or any kind of racism. If you're black or white or whatever race you are and you desire to be with whoever you want, that's fine. We are all the same. I am not going to be, just because I'm black, I am not going to be told who to hang out with or what to do. That's wrong. Colorblind is the reason. There's good and bad in everybody, and love does not see color. But I realized that the homicide levels in the African-American community happens among African-Americans who participate in bad things. And studies have shown that black people are targets of other African-Americans, black-on-black crime. I don't like to mention it because it undermines the civil rights movement of integration and prosperity for minorities, black and brown, to succeed in the society, and the doors are open. There's so many doors open to succeed, and for me, I'm still, struggling. I'm trying to succeed as an artist, an intellectual. I'm trying to succeed as an artist, and when I see an African-American person in my neighborhood or Haskell who are participating in that stereotype or who are targeting me for no reason, simply because they're jealous of me, they don't like me, they follow me around, they want to take me down, they don't want to see me succeed. It really is sad. The truth is their percentage of African Americans are criminals and hurting other black people. These particular black people should not be living and should not be tolerated in no society or Latinos, and they should be locked up. I have told the LAPD about this. There's nothing I can do. They just lived in my neighborhood on Bosa Landon, and they keep coming around. I don't know why, because I have no attraction to them. I don't know them. They're saying things, following me around, saying they're jealous of me. These Latino black people, they need to be locked up, because I know that they're going to go to jail again. I believe they've been in prison before. I know they're going to be in trouble with the law again. And they got serious mental problems. When the woman is upset because I hang on, that's mental illness. What I told you, it was about my little bitty home, $250,000 home that they were obsessed with. They wanted to get, they were jealous of my little bitty home, and they can't get off her black or brown ass and go to school, get a loan, do all kinds of things. There's plenty of millions of homes in this society. You don't go and target a stranger for a little bitty home for two decades, or any home or anybody, whether you know them or not. It's really sad that these people have not been locked up. But I'm going to protect myself. Doesn't change my point of view. I cannot hang around a dangerous criminal or a dangerous person, whether they're black, white, or brown. Coincide with also with my Buffalo, New York. I had people from my hometown on the east side, coming out here, and I was like, they were up to something. They came out here for no reason. And I said, they should not have came out here. They're African-American. They haven't seen me in several years. They should not be coming out here. But black-on-black crime happens quite a little bit, and it's undermining the struggles and the advancement for people to succeed. It really is sad, and this African-American woman has a mental illness and should be locked up. She's probably a drug dealer. They committed crimes and so on. It's important that I differentiate myself from some people in the media who talk about black-on-black crime. You know, I know some conservatives and some people who use it to illustrate the downside of being African-American. I'm not one of them. I'm not conservative. I'm telling the truth. It happens all the time. There's a, you know, I saw it in my family, and it could have happened to me. My life was threatened, and I'm going to make sure that I stay alive. I look at people, regardless of color, I look at their character, and I stay away from criminals regardless of their race. But these people are African-American, Latino, who target me simply because they're dangerous. They are on the wrong side of the fence, and they just simply are the stereotype destined to go to jail or prison. And I cannot deal with that. I cannot believe in the 21st century, 20 years of following me around for a little bitty condo because they can't get off the ass and get their own. They can't afford it, then go to school, get a job. It's easy to get a home. They sit on their ass, and I believe they sell drugs and prostitution. I don't deal with people like that. And when they say, they think because I'm sensitive, so they're going to harass me and follow me around in the car, and they allegedly bugged my home, looked in my home with a device. I had told the LAPD. It got into the point where I had to probably sell my home because of these dangerous criminals. It's really no excuse. It's atrocious. Targeting other African Americans or Latinos simply because they're jealous or can't get off their ass or out of touch with reality. This woman obsessed with me, and you know I've always been gay. And then they, you know, I mean gay. And really, they need to do something. NAACP and Black community, I mentioned this before. I've written a book about my experiences, some of them. I'm a liberal person. I've always been Democratic all my life, and I really hate to talk about black-on-black crime because being as an African-American person is such an embarrassment, and it's an atrocity to see other African-Americans act like this to me, but it's a fact of life. But I also know that it happens all the time, no matter what race or color a person is. There are dangerous people in every walk of secular society, and I had to stay away from them. I don't, you know, they got mental illness, definitely. Driving around in the car, following me around in the car to press my buttons, make up lies about my mental health, trying to undermine me to be in the industry, say they sample my songs, trying to point out a little band that never was to try to undermine my potential as a singer by saying someone else should be a singer. Trying to make up lies about my music. But, you know, I don't want to deal with such negativity or harass me because they don't want to see me be a lawyer or be a doctor. They don't want me to be in the industry. All that is negative. I don't hang around with anybody. And I know some of these people, I had problems with these other people who have mental problems, and they say they're conservative. I think they were racist, the conservatives, because they didn't just – they said they didn't like my black person trying to succeed. Well, anyway, that's another topic for another show because I did mention that before. Again, if you look at the studies, you know, they talked about, I was looking at like, you know, it's prevalent. You look at look in the hood and look at all over how many African Americans got harassed and killed by other African Americans and harassed. It's really sad. Well, anyway. I want to let people know that I do not discriminate evil people regardless of color, race, creed, and sexual orientation and gender identity because hatred and evil human beings come in all walks of life, and I stay away from them. While we are all the same, we are all the same in color, is not part of it. Love doesn't see color. The truth is there are evil people in every walk of life. When I see these evil human beings, you know, the evil human beings that I met, the black, the Latinos, and, you know, the other people, white, black, or whatever, they are dangerous. Being jealous over trying to hinder me from being successful and trying to force me to hang out with other African Americans, which is such a illness and such a sickness and it's such a disgrace to themselves and other people in the African-American community. But you know the African-American community don't condone other African-Americans harassing and killing other African-Americans. But these people are just that. They're dangerous. They live on Haskell. They live on boats. They live on Landon or wherever they come from. They can't move on. They sit on drugs. They sell drugs, do illegal things. Don't target me because I live next door to them. Because they're going to go to prison or go to jail. They are a disgrace to themselves. They are evil, pure evil. And no race or color can be an excuse for their illness and their criminal activities. But evil people come in all forms and walks of life. But unfortunately, it is true. Black-on-black crime is real, and it has to be in the African-American community and all communities must eradicate it before other African-Americans get hurt, killed, or murdered, innocent people by dangerous predators. Good day, good night from Dove Night.